You're listening to the Radio Diaries podcast. I'm Joe Richman. At Radio Diaries, we help people document their own lives in their own words. Our stories air on NPR and on this podcast. We're a nonprofit organization, and we rely on listeners like you. So if you want to help keep this podcast free, go to our website and click the donate button, radiodiaries.org. One of the things about doing an audio diary is that you give someone a recorder and then you wait. You wait for something to happen in their life. Usually something does happen, and that was really true with today's podcast. The story is called Teen Contender. This year, for the first time ever, women will be stepping into a boxing ring to compete in the Olympics. Recently, 24 of the United States' best amateur women boxers fought for 3 spots on the first Olympic team. One of the contenders was 16-year-old Clarissa Shields, a junior at Northwestern High School in Flint, Michigan. We gave Clarissa a recorder to keep an audio diary as she prepared for the Olympic trials. This is Clarissa's story.
All right. Well, we're going to start with my name is Clarissa Shields. I'm 16. I've been boxing since I was 11. My record is 19-0. Yeah, undefeated.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce Paul.
I have this dream. I'm in England, London, and it's the finals in the Olympics. I can hear the announcer. I mean, they're going to say it like, and the first woman Olympian at 165 pounds is Clarissa Shields.
Clarissa Shields!
And in my dream, I'm just looking around and I'm just thinking to myself, like, how did I get here? Hello, testing. Good morning. This is Clarissa again. That's my alarm. Chasing dreams got me all over the world. Right now, I'm sleeping on the couch at my aunt's house. I just moved in probably about a month and a half ago. She has 3 kids, and me and my little brother live with her, so it's like she got 5 kids, really. We all live in the same house. Hold on a second, my little cousin crying.
Okay. Tanasia, where's Tanasia at?
Why do I live with my aunt? Well, my mom, you know, she has her own problems. You know, more bad days than good days. It just wasn't helping me with my boxing. So I just had to move out. Crack my neck, wash my face real fast, then head out. Peanut, later. Sound of footsteps. It's snowing. Out here look all pretty. Like white Christmas trees. Today is 30 days before the Olympic trials. Wow. Today's a new day. And there is no sunshine. I think it's the time in everybody's life where no matter if you got good parents or bad parents, it's your time to decide if you want to go left or if you want to go right. Before boxing, my goal was to have 10 kids before I was 26. I wanted to have a big old family, a lot of kids. I thought I would have been a good mom, too. But no, I ain't thinking about that right now, though. Yeah.
What's up, champ?
We're at my dad's house, and we're about to watch the DVD of me boxing.
I think I got about 8 now on DVD.
And he gonna talk trash.
Watch how you gonna come out now. See, with no jab, no action.
You see how she was wasting punches?
Yeah, she wasted energy.
For those who didn't know, my dad was a boxer. They said he was real good. They used to call him Cannonball.
I had a career as an underground fighter. We'd go from state to state here and there fighting guys. I fought in barns, closed army bunkers. You understand what I'm saying? You know, we was dirty fighters, you know. And you fought until one of y'all couldn't stand no more. You know,
it's totally illegal.
You know, I one time could have turned pro, I think, but I started winding up in and out of prison. And when I came home from prison, that was the first time I seen you since you was 2.
Yeah, you had braids in your hair. Mm-hmm. That's what I remember.
Yes.
My dad, he went to prison when I was 2 and got out when I was 9. You remember the first conversation we ever had about boxing?
Yeah. One day we was riding in my van, I think it was, and we was kicking it. Mm-hmm. I told a story about the fact that I used to fight and that none of my children or no one else in my family had picked up the torch and became a boxer.
So I was like, okay, maybe you can kind of like live your dream through me a little bit.
And about a week later, you know, you asked me, could you box? And my answer was, hell no.
Do you remember the exact words that you said? You said, yeah. Boxing is a man's sport. It made me so mad.
And you should have took it that way. That was a chauvinist statement that a girl can't do it. So, you know, you was right.
And I've been at it ever since. I'm still proving people wrong.
Truth be known, I just think, Lil Mama, you are awesome.
Hello, this is Clarissa again. There you go. I'm at Burston Field House right now. And it is 17 days before the Olympic trials.
Get ready, Russ. Hurry up.
Okay, hold on. Coach, can you explain to me what's going on right now, Mr. Jason Crutchfield? Coach Crutchfield.
You're going to spar with them two guys right there. Come on, y'all. Get ready. Ready. Bye. Good shot. Let him go. Right there, Russ. There you go. Let it go right there.
To me, the gym was a beautiful place. You know, as soon as I walk in there, it's like all stress just leaves you. If they would let me live there, I would. I mean, we got a bathroom upstairs for showers. I bring my clothes, pillow, a nice size cover. Probably make me a pallet in a ring. Cut the light off and just go to sleep.
That's a good shot there. Come on, ref. Let's go. Stay into it. Sloppy, sloppy. Don't get sloppy. Keep yourself together. There you go.
Well, I can remember her dad brought her down to the gym. She was 11 years old. 11. And he told me, he said, my daughter want to box. A week after that, I noticed how she was punching, aggressive and fast, and her fire, her hunger. Man.
Make him pay. There you go. There you go.
A coach always wants a champion. That's why we coach. We want to help the kids and stuff like that, but the first thing is to have a champion. Now look, I think I got one. I just never thought it was going to be a girl.
All right, come here, Russ.
You got to do 15 minutes of ice, 15 minutes of heat. You got me?
Hello.
Hey, you, Russ.
Hey.
Russ, turn that phone off.
Yes. I'm playing that game. All right.
Who is this boy? What did you do? I mean,
ain't no big deal. Dang.
So you'd rather talk to the boy than be at the Olympic trials?
Come on now. What kind of question is that?
You know how close this thing is?
Mm-hmm.
Real close. You don't need anything that's going to take your attention somewhere else. Nothing.
Whatever. I like boys. Can't help it.
That's cool, but just keep it platonic.
What that mean?
Nothing but a friendship. If you like him, drop him.
Nothing.
Listen, you're up against a lot. When we go to these Olympic trials, you're going to be up against grown women that are stronger than you. They ain't got to go to school. They ain't got homework. All they got to do is box. These people hungry.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
You gifted. You real good. But you're not ready yet. We're almost there. We're not there yet.
Well, I'm strong-minded. I'm not going to let nobody feed me off in the wrong direction.
Ressa, look at me. Just stay focused. You got all your life for boys. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing right here.
Right now, we are at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. I came to talk to them about supporting me getting to Spokane, Washington for the Women Olympic Trials. And every little bit helps.
This young lady here got an opportunity to go to the Olympics. Ain't you undefeated?
Yes.
She's undefeated.
Undefeated. All right.
You're on now.
Hi. I'd just like to introduce myself. I'm a female boxer at Braxton Fieldhouse. I've been boxing since I was 11 years old. I've been training very hard, and I do believe in God. I'm just asking that if you want to give anything, it'll all help. That's all.
Congratulations, sweetheart.
Thank you.
There's so many young girls out there, they fight, but they're not fighting for the right reasons. You know what I'm saying? We really do need people like you in this city.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Come and go to that land. Come and go.
She won this. That would really do a lot for our city. Flint, the murder capital. The highest unemployment rate. Everybody looking at Flint like Flint's just a ghost town, like we don't even exist, you know. And we can pull that off. Oh my God. This will show them that through all that, something good came out of Flint. Clarissa Shields. And the thing about it is, I think we're gonna do it. I feel like it's meant for us.
Hello?
So what's going on with you?
Doing all right. How you doing?
I'm all right.
My dad was going to come to the Olympic Trials in Spokane. Dad, where you at right now?
Huh?
Where you at right now?
Down in the county. And look.
He called me. And he had been arrested. The back tail light of the car was messed up, and he got pulled over, and he had warrants out for his arrest. I don't know what he did to get the warrants. Okay.
And good luck. And make sure of all the things you do, make sure you say your prayers.
Yeah. All the time.
Okay, man. Bye-bye.
Bye. Why are you always waiting for me to hang up for?
I want to be heard your voice last.
All right, 1, 2, 3. When I say 3, go. Hang up.
Okay.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Everything in life that I've ever wanted, I've always got it. I mean, besides money or besides, yeah, besides other stuff, but out of everything I've ever wanted, I've always got it. But at the end of the day, I'm just thinking to myself, I don't know what's gonna happen. It's about to go down. So, good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the U.S. Olympic Team Trials for Women's Boxing.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, boxing fans. Thanks for joining us on this historic occasion. We are set to begin the action.
Boxing out of the red corner, the 16-year-old sensation. Let's give it up for Clarissa Shields.
When I step in the ring, it's like I step into a whole different dimension. It's like everything outside of the ring is black. Can't nobody else get in there and help you. Coach, he can't get in the ring and fight with you. You don't have your dad, mom. When we get in the ring, you don't have nobody but yourself.
Let's get it on. Round number one.
This it right here. Let's go. Everything there. Go get on him. There you go. Beautiful jab. That jab looking good.
Fast start for Clarissa Shields. Lots of speed on that jab.
Come on, Russ. Keep your hands up. Hands up. Come on, baby.
Clarissa Shields lands a right hand to the body of Atika Hemingway, trying to muscle Clarissa backward now.
You're getting points, Russ. See, I'll point you, Russ. Russ, do you hear me? Let's go. Fight,
Clarissa Shields,
fight,
looking back to the corner, trying to keep her opponent off of her.
Go to her, Rick. Go! Go to her!
I mean, man, I don't want her to lose no fight. But being a fighter is all about coming back. That's when you find out the true character of a person. And if she can come back, well, then we'll know.
And that's the end of the round.
Come on, show me something. Look alive. No, you ain't tired. Don't you never say you're
tired. I said I got it.
Come on.
So you heard Clarissa Shields, coach, telling her to look alive. And Clarissa answers with, I've got it.
Final round, round number four.
Come on, ref, last round. Everything on the line, right now.
Big right hand and a hook from Clarissa Shields.
There you go, work in here, work in here.
Now she's bringing uppercuts right up the center. Clarissa boxes her way off the ropes.
Nice, that's how you break it off. Woo!
Clarissa Shields very comfortable now. She's throwing heavy leather.
Ah, there you go. Ah, there you go.
We're coming into the final seconds. Clarissa Shields waiting for Tika to come forward. That's the end of the round.
For an outstanding bout. Ladies and gentlemen, I have your winner with a score of 23-18. Boxing out of the red corner, Clarissa Shields. Clarissa Shields is your United States of America team champion.
We done it. You hear me? We done it. Okay. Good.
Wow. My name is Clarissa Shields. I always knew I was going to be something. I just didn't know what.
Our story is a collaboration with WNYC's Women Box, which is produced by Marianne McCune and photojournalist Sue J. Johnson. You can learn more about Clarissa and get links to the stories of other women boxers on our website, radiodiaries.org. Thanks for listening.